Now, I want to give us the stronghold again, but this time I want us to turn to Genesis chapter 25 again. And I want us to change the numbering and the wording in it, because I just hastily gave it to you to give you the words last week. But now I want this week to give you the details. Get a nice piece of paper, a clean sheet. Don't put this on half a page, it'll never fit. And write the course of the stronghold of bitterness. The course of the stronghold of bitterness. And underneath that, in parentheses, put Esau's dilemma. Close by that, underneath, put three scriptures. Hebrews 12, 12 through 17. Genesis 25, 27 through 34. And Malachi 1, 1 through 5. What did you think, by the way, of the Edomites and the curse on them? Who would have believed that God got so upset with Esau's bitterness that his children's children's children down through the line, his very heritage was polluted with this sin? Now, that wasn't God's doing. That was God responding to what Esau did. See, Esau was a bitter man, so he raised bitter children. And the bitter children raised bitter children, and they got worse and worse. Till finally, when God said, I'm going to wipe you out, they said in defiance back to God, and bitterness is very defiant, no, you won't. We'll just build it again if you wipe it out. Can you imagine that? And later on in Malachi, he ends up saying to them that there is a bitterness in you. And it's cost you everything. And by the way, may I remind you, Malachi's prophecy was the last time he spoke to Edom and Israel as a nation, as a people. There on out, it's not a surprising thing to me that bitterness affected their tithe and offering. That's what it's all about. And everything that a sweet spirited person does, and turned the history of how God deals with man to where he said, I'm no longer going to deal with you because of your nationality, whether you're an Edomite or Benjamite, it doesn't matter to me anymore. I'm now going to deal with you on the basis of whether you repent and are born of my spirit and walk by faith. These are now going to be the sons of Abraham and nobody else. And that's us. See, you may have, look, could I come to your rescue here? You know, you may have had seeds inside you that are generations old, that are full of bitterness, waiting for the right opportunity to germinate because you weren't careful. So they're going to germinate by themselves. I don't know how that happened. Well, honey, you may not, but believe me, there is a reason. There is a reason. This thing germinated inside you, and didn't generate inside him. Why? God made me bitter. God, well, we know for sure he can't do that. Because God offers faith, and faith always gets rid of bitterness. Amen. All right, get back to our chart. In the middle of our page under this heading, we put a heart. And in the heart, we put, gone astray in your heart. Equals cold, comma, indifferent. That's where it becomes. We become cold and indifferent to the, that's where sweetness dies, in a cold territory. You freeze that thing. Go below 31.